You made friends at all levels and also in politics. You became a highway commissioner.
Yes.
How did that come about?
From very early days, I was involved in politics because trying to change the banking laws, you had to be involved. Anyway, I had apparently, if I remember, supported David Hall, and he offered me the opportunity to be a regent at OU, our highway commissioner. Janine just vehemently disagreed with me. Why would you be a highway commissioner? But I said, because it impacts the communities in which I work. I can see that roads get built in the right places. And David Hall offered me the chance to be his finance director. I said, I don't want anything to do with your finances, which was a very wise thing to do, because I'd heard enough of it. I didn't want to do that. But even way before that, I'd gotten acquainted with an insurance man here in Oklahoma named Wayne Wallace, who had several little insurance companies. His brother, Bob Wallace, I think, had his PhD, who was Undersecretary of the Treasury. He invited me to be on the Coin Commission. So I went with Secretary Henry and the publisher of the Indianapolis Star, Amon Carter, the Fort Worth. That was a group I was the youngest by far member of, the Coinage Commission, meeting in Washington. So all along, people were giving me opportunity.
Coin Commission, what were you doing?
Well, that's when we transitioned from use of silver. We ceased redeeming, having the redemption right of paper currency into silver coin. That's when we started doing the sandwich and the total change in our coinage and currency.
And you were?
I was on the
one of those
commission.
That did that.
Yes. I think there were half dozen of us or so.
You were a highway commissioner, and somewhere along the line, you get a bridge named after you.
Yes, they had this very, very rattletrap bridge over the Canadian River that washed out regularly, and I was on the highway commission. That was easy. That's why I was on the commission.
So we have the H.E. Rainbolt Bridge on State Highway 3 east of Shawnee.
Isn't that a ridiculous thing to name some section of a highway after somebody?
They wanted to honor you.
Well, anyway.
What kind of car did you drive in over the bridge?
A modest one.
It was a Model A.
Well, we borrowed that. That belonged to Bob Townsend, who collected old cars.
Right, but that was the first car over the bridge.
Yep.
Those who want to know more about David Hall, I interviewed David Hall for this website. He tells his story, and he tells his version of whatever happened, and we all know he went to prison, but you knew him as a very outgoing, charismatic person.
Yeah, I consider him a great tragedy. Here was a person who was very bright, very capable, had a great record. But anybody who continues to have financial ambition should never serve in politics, because it's a direct conflict of interest.
Yeah.
And David had trouble deciding who he was. Now, I don't know anything about the validity of his conviction, but I have a funny story to tell. I used to now and then hear from him. He called me and said, "Now, Gene, I've written this book about my side of the story. I was very mistreated." And he said, "I need you to buy 10,000, whatever, of these books and help me distribute them so people understand." I said, "Well, how much are the books?" He said, "Well, they're $30. I said, "Well, who's publishing them?" I think it's Tate Publishing. So I called Richard Tate, who had his own problems. He said, "Well, Gene, we're only charging him $6. So I did not buy any $30 books.
He was still wheeling and
dealing. Still wheeling and dealing.
That's funny.
And he's a good guy, but people run for political office should never have financial ambition.
I interviewed Tom Coburn, and he says, "I've always heard about these guys that get in politics, and they say they make a lot of money, and I've never been able to do that." So some are able to make money as a politician.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.